You may be seated. Our text for today is recorded in Matthew chapter 24, verses 23 through 28, and I will be reading in the NIV. And at that time, if anyone says to you, "Look, here is the Christ," or "There he is," do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and miracles to deceive even the elect, if that were possible. See, I have told you ahead of time. So if anyone tells you, "There he is out in the desert," do not go out. Or, "Here he is in the inner room," do not believe it. For as lightning that comes from the east is visible even in the west, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. Wherever there is a carcass, there the vultures will gather. These are the words. Heavenly Father, sanctify us through your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, years ago here at Bethany Lutheran College, we used to have a religion class entitled World Religions and Cults. It was taught by Professor Rudolf Hunze, and then after he retired it, I taught that course for several years myself. For whatever reason, there was a decision made that the cults part should be dropped off from that class. And so today we simply have a comparative world religions class. But I think it's important for us to know some things about cults. And since we don't have a class, I've decided today to make this a class. This is a college course on cults that will take 6 minutes. And you will not receive a grade. There will be no test. You can't put it on your transcripts, and it won't help your GPA. But nevertheless, I would submit to you, this is a very important lesson for you to understand. Our text tells us quite a bit about cults, and so we take a look. First of all, the first lesson is this, that cults exist. Our text says, "For false Christs and false prophets will appear." Make no mistake about it. Here in the United States, there are some mainline cults that have literally millions of members. But apart from that, it is estimated that in the United States today, there are 2,400 plus cults which are available out there. So cults exist. Secondly, false prophets, false Christs, and cults can be identified according to our text. And our text gives us three ways that we can identify cults. And the first has to do with look at the leader of these cults. These leaders are often charismatic. They're often very bright. They have showmanship. There's a lot of glitz and flair to what they have to offer. Our text tells us, "For false Christs and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and miracles to deceive even the elect, if that were possible." Often these sweaty preachers with such glib tongues can get out there and they can do what it is that they do, and they can perform counterfeit miracles and healings. And they seem to have the inside track on prophecy that nobody else has and nobody else can understand. Oh yes, they can be identified. And then finally, another way to identify a cult is to look at the adherents, the members of this cult. They are often zealots, filled with enthusiasm, and they are oh so gullible. They're often marginal people who are sucked into a cult. They're given secret and special information that nobody else has. There may be special clothing. There may be a special handshake. And they think they're really on the inside circle of believers. And they go out and they propagate their cult. Our text says that at that time, if anyone says, "Look, here's the Christ," or "There he is," do not believe it. So let's review. Point one, cults exist. Point two, cults can be identified. And now point three, cults can take you straight to hell. That's the most devastating part of cults. Cult leaders take with them their members to hell because what they present as truth is not truth, and what they present is themselves rather than Jesus Christ. True religious leaders can be known by their closeness to Christ, not their closeness to themselves. So let there be no mistake about it. Heaven is real. Hell is real. Judgment Day will come, and so many will not be in heaven forever. Cults exist. So what are we to do about it? Thanks be to God, He has given us two very glaring illustrations which should just imprint themselves in our minds as to where we can find the true Christ and what it will be like when He appears once again. How do you find the true Christ as opposed to a false prophet or Messiah? Our text says this: wherever there is a carcass, there the vultures will gather. Now, that's kind of a strange but striking illustration, is it not? Wherever there's a carcass, there the vultures will gather. If you've been out in the desert very much, you know that from time to time you can see those vultures circling in the air. That means they have spotted something that is going to give them life, that is something that's going to nourish them, that is something that's down there for them, which is going to allow them to continue and to grow stronger. And so it is likewise in the Christian church. Where Christ is to be found, there the believers are to be found. Where Christ is preached and the sacraments are administered, there the church is going to be located. This illustration should not surprise us, because in many ways it shows us our condition and the importance of something external to us, and that something is someone, and that someone is Jesus Christ. We have this horrible problem, this hunger that gnaws at us, and it is self-induced. It's called sin. And so it is that we are discouraged, and we are envious, and we are angry, and we are lustful, and we are pumped up with pride. We have all of these sins, and there's not a thing we can do about it. So our strength and our salvation must come from outside of us, and it does in the person of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came to this earth, and here He lived a righteous life without sin for us. And here He suffered and died on the cross, spilt His blood on our behalf as making full atonement for all of our sins. Here He rose from the dead, and from here He ascended into heaven. Oh yes, where Jesus Christ is found in His gospel and in the sacraments, there we find strength and life in this world of death and chaos and confusion and cults. So where is the church to be found? Where Christ is found. Now, when will we see this Christ? When will He return to us? What will it be like? Well, don't be misled by these false messiahs. They're going to say, He's out there already in the desert, or come to this inner room, here He is. No way. When Christ returns, we're going to know it. Our text says, for as lightning that comes from the east is visible even in the west, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. And He is going to come in all of His glory, and He will take us to be by His side forever in heaven. So what is the big lesson for us today? Really, the big lesson for us is simply this: believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. Amen. Please rise for prayer. Dear Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank You this day for all of the blessings You have bestowed upon us. We thank You for the life that we live. We thank You for our loved ones and our friends. We especially thank You for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and for giving us the Word of Jesus Christ in the Holy Bible and the sacraments, which also help and sustain us in this life. Defend us from the onslaughts of cults and false messiahs and false prophets and their teachings. Be with us with Your word. May it be in our hearts. Send the Holy Spirit into our hearts to strengthen and sustain us, even unto life everlasting. We pray this boldly in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus, even until life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.